With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The End.
Gavin, Katie, and Ray, the wake-up call.
We need wake-up call listeners for this one, 916-766-1065, or you can text us at 73389. How long does it take to have the kid talk with someone that you're dating? That's the talk of, like, do you want kids? Do you not want to have kids? A new survey said 60% of American women planning to have a family said it's a deal-breaker in the dating scene if their partner doesn't want kids. On average, it takes about 2 years for the talk about kids to come up in the relationship.
2 years?
Oh, my God. Look what it did to her.
Jeez.
Are you going to throw up?
I'm not going to throw
okay.
up. Okay. 2 years? That's absurd.
I didn't want to say anything because I'm not a woman yet, but I thought it was really long, too. 2 years is seems like a very long time.
To even know what the person wants for their future?
Right.
916-766-1065, or you can text us at 73389. Does 2 years sound like a reasonable amount of time? Is that too long? Is that not enough time? We want your calls at 766-1065.
There's no way. And you said that's the average.
Yes.
What do you think is a reasonable?
I mean, not 2 years.
Well, yeah, kidding.
It does feel like you should probably have that as you get older sooner rather than
sure.
later.
Sure.
Right?
Oh, so age has a lot to do with it.
I would imagine, but I don't know that. I mean, does anybody want to? Okay, I get what you're saying about age, because that does change sort of not only for women the amount of time that they can put into somebody, but it also probably changes the idea of what is the trajectory of this relationship. Like, if you are 22, you might not be as concerned about, is this going to lead me to marriage, or is this just going to be a good relationship?
Well, Rain, you've dated people.
Yes.
And at what 22, when you dated people, how soon did a girl have the kids talk before you left?
I mean, that was before I left. I mean, a lot of times, like, if Hey, they probably already had kids, because I, like, you know, back
at 22?
Like, that's when he was in his older woman phase.
Well, but also, I was also living in the Midwest, so.
Oh, boy.
What are you saying?
They tend to have children younger in the Midwest, yes.
Okay. You know what?
And they're single.
Rain@endonline.com. Please feel free to direct all your hateful emails.
It's anecdotal evidence, but still evidence.
Okay, sure.
Okay, so you went through an older woman phase?
Yeah, I had that too, and I was like 21, 22, 23.
And what age?
What age were they?
Yeah.
Oh, late 30s, early 40s, maybe.
Late 30s?
Yeah. It was
you
a
were
phase.
Looking for a mommy?
Well, I wasn't on the hunt.
Okay,
but just
now,
so happened
were
to,
they having kid conversations?
No. I don't think that they saw that this relationship had any depth to it.
No, you don't say.
I guess they saw that Rain showed up in rings and a bracelet
yeah.
and said,
how many leather necklaces were you wearing with your spiky sun in hair?
I am not a desirable person, but I have had girls that I've been on dates with bring up the kid talk way sooner than 2 years.
I mean, I brought up the kid talk with my first phone conversation with my husband.
What?
That's not shocking. Do you think that's shocking?
But here's the thing, that's too soon.
Sometimes I forget who we're talking about.
That is literally the only thing that would be sooner than that would be before you met him.
Okay, I hadn't met him, but I met him on the phone. Okay, there's an asterisk next to mine, though.
Okay.
I already had a child.
Right.
Mm. So it makes sense to, because I, listen.
But wait, did you ask him, hold on, did you ask him, do you want kids or do you want more kids? Like, do you want to be, do you want to be a parent or do you want kids?
I said, do you want kids?
So that really doesn't have anything to do with the fact that you already had a kid.
Well, here's the thing. If you're trying to date, because I did date a guy who did not want kids. And the fact that I had a child was a problem because he did not want children. So it's like, okay, well, there is an exploration date on this relationship because I'm not going to introduce my child to somebody that does not want children in their life.
Yeah, but you didn't even get the free dinner first.
Oh, I got free dinner.
916-766-1065. Ramon from Antelope, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing today?
Good, thanks. So what's your thought on this? Is 2 years too long? Maybe is it not enough to have the talk about kids?
You know, I think most of the time that if you wait 2 years, you're probably never going to have those kids. And those people that procrastinate are probably never trying to have kids and looking for the right person. I mean, there's never a great time when you'll fall in love. You know, the miracle of life is awesome, you know, but you can't sit out there. Let's just plan how to, I mean, it's like planning dinner. How many times have you asked a woman or man, hey, what do you want for dinner? I don't know. What do you want?
So you're saying that you think people just don't even know?
Yeah, they just either don't know or they just don't pay attention to their other partner. You know, if you're a woman that wants to have a child and you're with a man that doesn't want to have a child, your first clue should have been when, hey, you know, let's go see my sister and her kids. Nah, I'm good. I'm going to go golfing.
That's good, Ramon.
Interesting.
So, like, he's saying that there are ways to bring it up subtly. Yes.
But you know what? Subtlety was never my thing.
It still isn't.
And look at me, thriving.
Is that what you call this?
How dare you?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.